Now, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission announced at the end of June that utility companies statewide would be able to resume service disconnections for customers behind on their bills. Back in March, Governor Tony Evers placed a moratorium on cutting off service as people communities grappled with the COVID-19 outbreak. Our next guest joins us to talk about his organization's call for utility companies to be flexible with customers as the public health and economic crisis continues. And you can join in if you have a question about utility service and shutoffs during this time at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Tom Content is Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board, or CUB. Tom, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Good to be with you.
Well, bring us up to date, Tom. Why did this moratorium end?
Well, after the public health emergency was vacated by the Supreme Court, there were still orders in place from the PSC that barred disconnections. And the PSC worked with the utilities, and they tried to find a middle lane between allowing shutoffs to resume only if necessary. And so they extended some requirements, like utilities could still waive late payment penalties and things like that. The challenge is that often it's when these disconnection notices go out is the trigger for folks who are in dire straits to apply for energy assistance. Wisconsin has been able to get $8 million in crisis energy assistance through the Federal CARES Act. And there's actually a lot more money than that available through rental assistance programs. And so that's one of the reasons they wanted to allow the notices to proceed. But the challenge is now we're seeing an uptick in cases of coronavirus, and the looming shutoff end of the federal supplemental unemployment benefits could leave folks in some pretty dire straits. So it is a challenge.
So your organization, the Citizens Utility Board, sent a letter, basically an open letter to utilities. What kind of things are you hoping to see from them?
Well, we're looking for flexibility and for them to basically delay the actual shutoff of customers until the fall, so we can get through some of these heat waves that we're facing, as well as concern about this recent spike in cases. Just looking at the numbers, we've had more than 6,000 cases of the virus reported just in the past week. This is a real challenging time for folks. So what we'd like to see is the utilities be flexible on waiving late payment fees, as well as late payment penalties, as well as maybe changing the threshold where if they usually shut off a person who only owed a couple months utility service, maybe reserve those shutoffs for just more extreme cases.
Who are you most worried about now? Who are the kind of people who are being affected by not just COVID-19 itself, but the economic damage that's putting them in a situation where they can't keep up with those utility bills?
Well, I think that's what's the real concern here is some people have called it, a second wave of pain or like a tsunami that comes after an earthquake, because you have this whole group of people that during the public health emergency, evictions weren't allowed, landlords were barred from doing evictions, and utilities were barred from disconnecting. And now that the circumstances are changing and evictions are allowed to go ahead, we're really concerned about folks in all parts of the state that are really out of work as a result of this, and facing the end of that $600 supplemental a benefit that had come for the jobless.
Talking to Tom Content, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board, looking at utilities here in the state, people at risk of being shut off because they can't keep up with payments. He says utility companies, he hopes, will be more flexible with them in this tough time. Tom, let's flip things around and talk about if there's somebody listening who's thinking, yeah, I'm behind on my utility bills, or I'm about to be behind. What would you say to them? What advice would you have for them?
Yeah, so there are resources, and there are community action agencies and other nonprofits around the state that are ready to help. Both there's this $8 million in energy assistance available. And so if you don't know who your local vendor is to apply to, WISCAP.org, Wisconsin Community Action Program, has resources, and so does the state. We have links to all these resources on our website, too, CUBWI.org. And the other thing that's available through the CARES Act was $25 million in rental assistance from the state. And for residents in Dane and Milwaukee County, as well as Racine and Waukesha, there are local rental assistance programs. So there are a lot of resources available, and we're really trying to get the word out that people should really be, this is the time that people really should be accessing that.
How much do you worry about potential health impacts if people lose their utilities, say their electricity in a hot summer, or their water during a time of pandemic?
No, and that's a real concern, and that the health impacts, I mean, let alone the fact that, you know, how do you shelter in place if you've got no shelter? With the heat waves that's lurking even just this weekend, we're glad that the moratorium is still in effect for this weekend. But I think that you raise a really good point, and I think that's that coupled with the recent surge in cases. I know that the PSC is going to be, when they decided to go down this path of allowing disconnections to resume, they vowed to monitor regular updates from the utilities on how many folks were behind on their bills and what the impact this is having. So they may be in the weeks and months ahead, they're going to be monitoring the situation.
Let's bring on a caller. Brad is with us in Port Washington. Brad, hi.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to talk to you again. My question is actually, with this CARES Act and everything, my question is this selective in the sense that after everything was passed and all that, I got my utility bill, I called Energy Assistance twice, and the answer I got them both times was too bad, so sad, you got $700 in December, you know, hey, no, you don't get anything.
Brad, thanks for the call. Is that a thing, Tom contends, where people might have maxed out previously and not be eligible this time around?
That's a good question. I'm not sure the answer to that. I know that there's regular energy assistance that is available during the winter months, but I believe that the supplemental from the CARES Act is over and maybe over and above on top of that. But that's a really good question. And one thing that we really hope that will bring more resources to bear is that there's legislation pending in Congress to boost that. The utilities and the consumer advocates together have asked for another $4 billion nationally to be put into energy assistance at this critical time.
Brad, thanks for calling and good luck. We're hearing, Tom, more and more school districts saying, at least the beginning of the school year, it's going to be learn from home. Is that a worry for you if people with kids are worrying about losing their electricity and maybe, you know, the ability to hook up and get online?
Yeah, no, I mean, you raise a really good point there. And that's the ability to work from home is work from home is dependent on your ability to have shelter and all that as a baseline. But then what I know the PSC has been working on trying to work with areas that are underserved in terms of broadband and getting basically kind of a lifeline service for broadband so that folks who are in tough financial times can actually access the internet bandwidth they need to do this online education.
In our last minute or so, Tom, just remind us of some of the resources out there for people. Who do they get in touch with if they are in need, say, of energy assistance or some of the other services you've mentioned?
Oh, yeah. So definitely the Wisconsin, it's WHEAP, which is the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program, as well as the rental assistance program. And we do have links to all of that on our COVID-19 page on the website of CUBWI.org for the Citizens Utility Board.
And you mentioned utility companies asking for more money from the federal government. Briefly, is there anything at the state level that you think would help?
I think the state is, through the PSC, is monitoring this closely, and they're trying to thread the needle between so that people actually reach out for their energy assistance now, but trying to, you know, avoid the worst impact. So I think this one thing the state could look at is on that broadband issue, pouring more resources potentially into to help folks in dire financial straits for that online education. That's an issue that I think that needs to be looked at as well.
Tom, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Tom Content is Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board, or CUB, here in Wisconsin. He joined us today to talk about his group's call on utility companies statewide to remain flexible and lenient with customers as the COVID-19 outbreak continues. We also talked about some of the services and assistance available for people around Wisconsin. You can email your experiences to us if this is affecting you. Email ideas@wpr.org.